Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the Tuesday post-January 6th bombshell hearing. Happier happy hour. And Dominic, we're happy to welcome back the returning champ. She is Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn, friend of ours. Maggie, how you doing, sister?
Well, I've been better. There's a lot going on right now, right, guys? I mean, you've got January 6th hearings about, you know, seditious conspiracy, violent overthrow of our democratic country. You've got a Supreme Court that just said that the rights of historically oppressed groups should be defined by their historical oppressors in the language and understanding of the time period during which they were oppressed. And wildfires raging out west, you know, climate change, all, it's just an average Tuesday, right?
Maggie, let's talk with the overturning of Roe v. Wade. It's not unexpected. I mean, we saw this coming. There was a leaked document. But when it happened, it had to be a gut punch.
I think all of us who are thinking people, who are humble in our viewpoints of the world, even if we express them forcefully on radio stations, hoped that there would not be this turning away from modernity, this turning away from equity work, this turning away from the hope and promise of what our country was originally conceived and aimed to be in its best moments and its better moments. But to see it come down and for it to become official, I think was indeed a gut punch. And then to read Justice Clarence Thomas's concurrence was beyond disturbing. I don't know how else to say that a sitting Supreme Court justice, who is also a Black man, put pen to paper and basically said any other substantive due process right other than those that relate to race, because they are effectively captured in the 14th and 15th Amendments, as well as others, basically any other substantive due process rights should be defined as white men understood them back in the 18th century. And of course, that conveniently leaves out his marriage's status, which is a marriage between a Black guy and a white lady. So that was true to see those cases listed explicitly. He didn't theoretically hat tip to it, right? It was Obergefell, Lawrence. He lists out at basically the fundamental cases that establish privacy within intimate sexual relationships within your home amongst consenting, mentally competent adults. That is now gay marriage included. The criminalization of sodomy, now up for grabs, as well as anything that has to do with my reproductive organs. That's now all up for debate. And according to Justice Thomas, should be subject to free regulation on a state-by-state basis. Wow.
Maggie Dawn, by default, Wisconsin is now under an 1849 law, my understanding, that would effectively ban abortion. My understanding, and I have not yet read the lawsuit, but the governor and the attorney general have rolled out a lawsuit seeking to what? ban the enforcement, block the enforcement, stay the enforcement of the prior 1849. It seems like a Hail Mary to me, but at least they're out there fighting. And I think in this elective cycle, and let's not forget, it's the midterms. But if they're not fighting for these rights for women, then they've got nothing to offer.
Yeah, we could do a whole probably 3 hours on the response from the Democratic Party, right?
Did you give them $15?
Right. Hey, y'all, have we had 3 months to figure this out? Like, what have you been doing? The flat-footed, awkward, fundraising-focused response is, I think, leaving a lot of people really angry. Let's return to that concept, but I want to just briefly address what Governor Evers has done, which I think is appropriate, right? I will provide clemency to any doctor that's criminally prosecuted. We're going to sue you. I have read the header of the case, which was filed, I think, late this morning. And I'd like to think I'm pretty smart, it threw me for a wee bit of a loop. I believe what they are effectively arguing is that there is a certain body of laws related to the regulation of abortion and abortion adjacent services within the state of Wisconsin that you cannot read as they're not harmonizable. In other words, there's inconsistencies between the 1849 laws and what has subsequently been put on the books. I'm sure some of that is true. That doesn't get you to your eventual end goal, right? Which is that abortion somehow becomes legal. So it's an interesting legal tactic. I am now asking people, what is our objective and how do we get there as quickly and efficiently as possible? Our objective collectively as thinking, breathing people who enter into a societal arrangement governed by a system of laws as a secular democracy of one of humility, that when in doubt preferences individual choice, particularly when it comes to bodily autonomy. We as that group of people need to say our ultimate objective is to try to return these rights as quickly as possible to those that have uteruses. And the way that we go about doing that has got to be multi-pronged. We cannot put all of the eggs in one basket. What I'm seeing right now is basically, I think, a complete failure of Democrats to respond in a coordinated, strategic way. And yes, there's tension between an immediate need to act, as well as what's the long-term, both legal and political strategy here. Those are different. We've had time to prepare. We knew that this was coming. Why isn't there a more coordinated strategy? I don't know. I am really repulsed by Democrats in all sorts of offices at all sorts of levels, not coming out with statements absolutely eviscerating the court, encapsulating the ruling exactly as I just did, and speaking to the medical facts, which are indisputable about the availability of reproductive health care for women's health overall, as well as just the healthfulness and wellness of communities. Nations, the GDP of nations that have greater access to reproductive health care. I'm not seeing like an incredibly vociferous and in your face response to this. When did we get so mealy-mouthed about this right? And listen, women arguing for free, safe, and on-demand abortion access have been saying this for forever. And that is quit apologizing for an articulation of one of the most fundamental human rights. If we can agree that putting people into enslaved states is wrong, it shouldn't be that a part of my body is subject to enslavement by the state. I reject that. Neither my uterus, nor my ovaries, nor any portions of my reproductive system are subject to enslavement by the state. This should not be something we can acknowledge. people may have very deeply religiously rooted beliefs, but I don't need to sit here and debate those with you. If I'm someone that is in a public elected office, you go have that discussion with your priest or your confessor, your rabbi, your whomever it is, your imam, right? I don't need to deal with that. I'm here to deal with scientific facts and the fact that we are supposed to be in an a-religious, an an-religious, a secular democracy. Where is the outrage? It seems to be coming from protesters and women. But increasingly, unless you're someone that's running for office, then there's plenty of outrage. For those that are sitting in office, there seems to be this, oh, gee, we need to be very careful here. I don't see the right being very careful. Again, why do we keep taking knives to gunfights? I don't get it. This is a winner. The majority of people in this country, in this state, believe that this should be a free and safe portion of healthcare that is accessible to people with uteruses. Where is the vitriol from those that are currently sitting in office? I applaud Governor Evers and Attorney Call for cooperating on this one and at least trying to pull whatever legal levers that they may perceive are available to them, to the rest of them coast to coast. Where are you? You don't have to soft pedal this one.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, friend of ours, joining us. Maggie, we're going to go to break here in just a moment. I want to read a quote out to you. Rep. Lauren Boebert, who's on the ballot today, was apparently speaking at a religious service Sunday in Colorado. She told worshipers, quote, "The church is supposed to direct the government. The government is not supposed to direct the church. That is not how our founding fathers intended it." She goes on to say, "I'm tired of the separation of church and state junk that's not in the Constitution. It was in a stinking letter, and it means nothing like what they say it does." This is a Republican elected official, you know, on the ballot today, advocating for the removal of the separation of church and state. In fact, advocating for church, religion, to rule over the government. Maggie, I want to get your take on this. And as we talk about these issues, I've been adamant with Crudy to not just say white nationalists, but a white religious nationalist.
Christian nationalists.
Yes,
white Christian nationalists.
That is real. White Christian nationalists that is really pushing this. And you see it right now as they're running for office. How do we address that portion of it? Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. That is Maggie Dawn coming back with our friend and you, 844-967-2789.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue.
I think the criticism will be dissipated as we move forward.